B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. As we get through this coronavirus and the social distancing and we battle through this together as a community, and boy, I'll tell you, I do. I'm very proud of us here in the Delaware Valley. We band together, and as we sit here, we take our mind off of things. That's why we come to the Fanatic, to kind of take our mind off of things, talk some sports, laugh a little bit, and argue about, hey, you know, guys like Joe Buck, and we have those sports, and let's talk about it. So we have some fun with that sort of thing. And we've really had a lot of fun with the playback. Every day at 12:20, we embark on a journey into a game of the past. And we relive it. We give it to you live from the Xfinity Studios. Chewis works really hard in getting all the sound. So today, one of our favorites. That's right. It's between Christmas and New Year's. The year is 2008. Week 17. The Eagles and the Cowboys. Now, the Eagles, they needed some help to get into the playoffs. It was a whole crazy deal to try to get into the playoffs. All kinds of stuff had to happen. They had to get lucky. It was one of those scores that we know, 44-6, that became iconic. The Eagles fans woke up thinking that they were going to be watching the last game of the season. The Buccaneers needed to lose to the Raiders, and the Raiders were terrible. The Bears needed to lose to the Texans, and the Texans were so-so. And, of course, the Eagles would have to beat the Cowboys to secure the wild card. Lo and behold, the Buccaneers, they lost to Oakland that day. And the Texans, they beat the Bears that day. All that was left was the Eagles to beat the Cowboys. Let's take a listen to the kickoff.
65 degrees, unseasonably warm. It is windy. Chance for rain later today. Eagles start with the football. And a terrible kickoff to start by Nick Folk. And Philadelphia will start at their own 40.
How about it? The opening kickoff portended the things to come. On that, like Joe said, 65 degrees on December the 28th. Opening drive happens. You get McNabb to Selleck for 20. And then later, a 3rd and 7, B. West. Perhaps the only mistake of the day. Take a listen.
3rd down and 7 now from McNabb, who has to step up, and the pass is, I guess, caught and fumbled as Dallas gets back on top. The officials do not say incomplete. They say catch and fumble by Westbrook, and Dallas takes over at their own 25.
Yeah, that's what it looked to me, was that Westbrook had made the catch. Now let's just take a closer look. He has it and then turns. It looks to me like he has possession of the ball before it gets knocked out of his hands.
I didn't think that was a fumble, did you?
No, watching again today, it looked like, you know, I get he made somewhat of a football move, but I thought he dropped it before it even got touched.
So did I. I
thought it was just incomplete.
Incomplete.
Exactly. West. Hold on to that.
Both the Eagles and Cowboys put up no points on their first drives. They both get field goals on their second drive. But then the floodgates started to open for the birds. Take a listen who's at the game, and then take a listen to McNabb, number five, on a big 3rd and 7 to Buckhalter.
One of the real good guys from Major League Baseball is in attendance here from the world champion Philadelphia Phillies, Jimmy Rollins. Shortstop and leadoff hitter and the catalyst for that offense under Charlie Manuel. So they'll get their rings at the start of 2009. McNabb steps up, slides along the line, and finds a receiver for a first down and more. That's Buckhalter. Correll Buckhalter is down inside the 10.
Wow. Big play. Slides along the lines. This is why I like Joe, too. Because Joe brings up, look at this, the world champion, Phillies. Jay Rowland, managed by Charlie Manuel. Even throw in, they're going to get their rings at the start of 09. All right. Let's go. Three plays later. At the goal line, 5 takes over.
I think they got to go for it even on fourth down if they don't make it here on third down. I think it's extremely important for their psyche to punch this one in. Still no signal yet. Looked like he got in. Touchdown. In a game they need to win to get into the playoffs, it's McNabb who carries it for his second touchdown of the year.
And that was the quarterback sneak that Andy has always loved, always employed. You saw him employed this year, right? You saw Patrick Mahomes. He was a big, big believer of the sneak. Doug is too. Doug likes to sneak it as well. All right. It wasn't all offense, though, for the Birds. The defense was outrageous. Led by the venerable defensive coordinator, Jim Johnson. Take a listen to this Eagle crowd. Take a listen to the ferocious defense.
The numbers are stunning when you look at the history for Jim Johnson, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles. And what he's been able to do against the Dallas Cowboys, the first meeting compared to the second. Trying to do it again here and turn in his usual good effort by this Philly defense and help the Eagles get into the postseason. 3rd and 11. Another blitz. Romo steps up and throws high for Roy Williams. Another 3 and out and the 3rd and 4 possessions for this Dallas offense.
How about that? The other Roy Williams, Tunis.
I hate him too.
I thought he was going to be a stud. That receiver, Roy Williams.
Was he Roy E. Williams?
Lions?
Which one was Roy E. Williams?
He was from the Lions.
Right.
And I thought he was going to be a stud. And he wasn't. He was a dud. All right. The defense, incredible. Eagles get the ball back. They're driving. And how about this big play? Number 5 to a rookie wide receiver out of the University of California.
Now it's 3rd down and 9. Westbrook at the bottom of the screen. McNabb to his right. What a pass! 1st and goal, DeSean Jackson. What a throw from Donovan McNabb.
Well, really good job by Andy Reid and Marty Morningwig, offensive coordinator, splitting Brian Westbrook out. And what that then did was it forced them to go into single coverage on the outside, and Donovan McNabb recognizes that. And you've got DeSean Jackson, the rookie, working against the best corner right now for the Dallas Cowboys and Terrence Newman, and he runs right by him.
How great is that? Tunis, brilliance of Andy Reid and Marty splitting B. West out. Imagine what the receivers look like when you got DeSean and B. West.
And Marty back.
Marty is back. That's correct.
Helped Doug out as an advisor.
And Deshaun, is he crazy? He was a rookie. It was 2008, and here we are heading into 2020, the 2020 season, and Deshaun Jackson still playing. Pretty wild.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so the big play to D-Jax, 34 yards. Three plays later, it's third and goal from the four. Donovan played a great game, making some more magic.
What'll it be on third and goal? Westbrook again at the bottom of your screen. McNabb underneath. Buckhalter. Touchdown.
Huge 17-3 Eagles. And now here it is, just before halftime. Just under a minute to go. And actually, a little bit more than a minute to go. The Eagles with a 17-3 lead. The Cowboys are driving, trying to put up some points up before halftime. But there's a miscommunication between Romo and Williams and our old friend Sheldon Brown takes advantage.
Second and five for Dallas, down by 14. This one to the sideline. Williams wasn't looking for it. Sheldon Brown with the interception. And Romo and Roy Williams were not on the same page. There is a flag down in the middle of the field.
Holding offense. Number 71. Penalty is defined. First down.
You know, Joe, I'm not sure what the route was, and I'm not real sure what the throw was. Nothing looked good.
How great is that? Are you kidding me? And now you know, after listening to Romo, that Roy Williams made the mistake. Sheldon Brown capitalizes. Eagles now just about a minute to play, trying to get more points on the board, up 17-3. Reggie Brown from Georgia. Big catch and penalty. And then there's a late hit. Adam Pac-Man Jones tack on the 15. And then D-Jax. Pass interference by Terrence Newman. Oh, what we think will be the final play of the half. Take a listen.
So now what do? You have first and goal from the one. You have no timeouts remaining if you're Philadelphia. Fake the handoff, throw, touchdown Celek. First touchdown of the year for Brent Celek. And the Eagles are 3-for-3 inside the red zone after coming in 2 for their last 12.
And Jerry Jones doesn't know what hit him.
And there it was, making that sourpuss leather face on the sidelines, doesn't know what to do. And you think it's just a cursory kickoff, right? That there's David Akers kicking the ball back just 13 seconds left before halftime. You figure Dallas will take a knee, and the Eagles will go in with a 24-3 lead at the half. But there was a fumble. Yes, a mistake. Take a listen.
opportunity for a field goal by David Akers.
And he nails it. It's 27-3, Bears! Oh, my! And now it's time for the defense to eat. This was the start in the second half. Three straight drives, ending with a fumble for Dallas. Here's the first, a strip sack by Brian Dawkins.
Second and 15. Another blitz from the Eagles. And knocked out of the hand by Dawkins. Fumble by Romo down the field. Clemens, a stiff arm and a touchdown.
Romo just trying to buy some time, and then you see the strip. And Chris Clemens is able to pick it up after Dawkins knocks it out. And it's a foot race between him and Mark Colombo.
Chris Clemens, remember him? He was the big end for the Birds, Chris Clemens. You spell his name with an M-O-N-S. Well, guess what? A little bit later on, they're at it again. And again, it's Dawkins. Listen closely as you can hear the impact of B-Doc on Marion Barber and what happens on the return by Yoselio Hanson.
A blitz. Marion Barber loses the football. Yoselio Hanson on the return. Only Romo can get close to him. It's another defensive touchdown. Dawkins stripped another.
I think the party started a while ago, but if it didn't, it sure has now.
And that party has been led by number 20.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That is awesome. Did you hear that hit? Dude, it's a crunch. It was a crunch. After the touchdown, you hear Dawkins in the background?
Oh, yeah, he's screaming hallelujah.
Right? Did you hear
that
him?
Was awesome.
Do it again. Play it again.
Go the back whole thing?
It. Yeah. I love it.
A blitz. Marion Barber. Yoselio Hanson on the return. Only Romo can get close to him. It's another defensive touchdown. Dawkins stripped another.
I can't get enough of that. I swear to God. Dawkins, that was ridiculous. This is such an incredible game. Oh, my. And then here's the third straight Cowboys fumble. Romo gets stripped by Chris Clemens. And this time, Trevor Laws recovers.
Romo's in trouble again. Clemens up his back, knocks it out. Trevor Laws on the fumble recovery.
Seen this act before. I mean, it's just Tony trying to make a play and then just not understanding that there's pressure behind him and Clemens being able to knock it out.
I mean, it's just outrageous. What a performance. Perhaps the greatest Eagles performance under Jim Johnson in the most meaningful game, a game they had to win to make the playoffs. What a day. How about this? Before the Eagles got the ball for the final time to run out the clock, they forced three and outs and three fumbles from the Cowboys offensive series. Outrageous. Complete dominance. Here's the final sack of the game by Clemens. And really, what a way to honor one of the great defensive coordinators of all time, Jim Johnson.
Bollinger is swallowed up by Clemens, who's had a fantastic day. And they just keep adding to the defensive statistics to put a smile on the face of their coordinator, Jim Johnson.
Pretty cool, right, Junis? That was an incredible day. What an amazing day, Junis. The defense was ridiculous. Absolutely dominating performance. 44-6. All right, we'll come back, and hopefully you remember that game. We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about a Tim McManus story about why the Eagles passed on DeAndre Hopkins. So we'll go from back then to the current state of the Birds. That'll be next. It's Cuz Radio right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.